Well, reaction continues to pour in after yesterday's big announcement from the Ontario government. Proof of vaccination coming to Ontario starting September 22nd. And for more on this, let's welcome in Michelle Eaton, who is with the Ontario Chamber of Commerce and joins us now here on Global News Radio 640 Toronto. Michelle, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. First off, just what are you hearing from chamber members? Are they pleased? Are they happy, relieved by yesterday's announcement? Are there concerns? What are you hearing?
Sure. It's a bit of a mix, but overall, the response seems fairly positive, but there's a lot of questions and clarity that are needed. Above all, this can help prevent another province-wide lockdown and encourage more folks to get vaccinated like we saw in BC and Quebec. But still, there's a lot of questions and uncertainty depending on which kind of business you own.
Okay, what are some of those questions that are being asked?
So we received a number, whether it's capacity limits, if those capacity limits will be adjusted in light of the passport. What do I do about employee harassment? How do I bring my staff up to speed? There's concerns about the paper copy being particularly difficult. So for a gym, for example, of getting people into their classes. So some folks want to see that app sped up. And then there's some confusion about why employees were exempt under the framework, because many businesses were looking for that workplace policy guidance for their staff in particular.
It, does business overall, Michelle, do they feel as if a lot of this has maybe been dumped on them now by the government? Because after all, they're the ones that are going to be responsible for checking for proof of vaccination.
Well, it's tricky, right? Because when in some instances where businesses implemented their own vaccination verification protocols, they were subject to harassment. But in a case when a vaccine passport is implemented by the government, it can take the onus off the individuals and businesses. So when there's no framework in place, that burden solely on individual businesses, which you've probably seen in the news, has resulted in some businesses being targeted or boycotted.
Yeah, and business owners have been, and employees obviously have been going through quite a bit we've seen over the past few weeks when it comes to things like harassment and even worse. So with this now being a government mandate as of September 22nd, although the onus is still on the individual business, they feel as if maybe some of the pressure or responsibility has been taken off them, that they can basically say to a customer, take it up with your MPP?
Well, and you think about the small business owners, Jeff, your bigger companies, they can afford lawyers or HR people to deal with some of these complicated policies in place, because at the end of the day, a business, an employer is responsible to keep their workplace safe. So within a framework in place, without the framework in place, that burden is put on the business to create and implement and enforce. So with this framework, and time will tell, hoping that it'll provide a safe work environment and hoping that we don't see harassment or threats of violence to business owners.
Yeah, we discussed this a bit yesterday, right after the announcement was made, Michelle. And, you know, this is not all-encompassing. I mean, it does cover a lot of different businesses, you know, restaurants and then the bigger sporting events and concerts, that sort of thing. But one of those businesses not included in yesterday's proof of vaccination announcement was hair services and hair care. And I'm just wondering in particular if you've heard from anybody in that industry, because as you just articulated there, there are some businesses relieved that the government has finally now come out with a mandate. But how are hair services feeling about this? Because still no proof of vaccination from the clientele is required. And this is a fairly up close and intimate service.
So that's an interesting one. I was discussing that with one of my colleagues the other day, because Dr. Moore, you may have mentioned or noticed in the press or yesterday, said that the risk of transmission in those settings with other safety protocols is not very high. We thought that tackling those high-risk indoor environments where you can't always wear a mask was a good first step, but I think what's important here for the folks that have tuned in, Jeff, is that the province is putting in place the necessary infrastructure to expand that policy to other settings should they be required, and I think that's something that's key here.
Michelle, we are several weeks post-lockdown, of course. Can you give us a bit of a pulse check as to how businesses are faring now that they've been allowed to reopen and conduct business once again?
Well, I think they're all happy to be open at whatever capacity they are. Again, capacity limits was a big subject on our chamber network town hall this week. But there is general anxiety about children returning to school, Delta variant, fourth wave. What does that mean? Concerns about another province-wide lockdown. So I think there's just general anxiety in the business community right now.
Okay, and that anxiety, I mean, we've got numbers going up. We just mentioned off the top of the hour here, we're close to 1,000 daily COVID count once again here today. Also, the province coming out saying we need 85% vaccination rate right before we can even consider moving forward, and that we might have to go back into lockdown if we don't get that. I mean, just how detrimental, how devastating would that be for small business?
Small businesses have just suffered so much over the last 17, 18 months now. And a lot of them are barely hanging on to the thread, the ones that made it through those other lockdowns. So it'd be prudent for the province to be looking at other ways. The passport system's one, rapid testing's another, but other ways to curb outbreaks without resulting to a blunt instrument of a province-wide lockdown.
Yeah, just finally, Michelle, you mentioned, sorry, about capacity limits a second ago, that's been a major topic amongst members. Obviously, they would like to see more people allowed in their stores, more revenue, more sales, but have they been given any guidance by the government at all as to what the metrics are and when capacity limits may, if ever, be raised?
I have not been hearing that from businesses right now about whether they have indications of when those will change, no.
All right. Well, we will continue, of course, to watch this with interest and appreciate the dialogue and the conversation with us this afternoon. And always appreciate your time, Michelle. Thank you.
Such a pleasure speaking to you, Jeff.
Likewise. Michelle Eaton is with the Ontario Chamber of Commerce.